For the bankers of Wall Street, the party seems to be on again. This week, one of the biggest banks in the country, J.P. Morgan, announced huge profits for the first quarter. And there are signs the broader economy is recovering. Consumer spending is up. Manufacturing activity is up. The stock market hit 11,000. To find out if this Great Recession is really over, we called David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So, David, who is saying what?
Well, as you may know, the committee of economists who call the start to end in recessions refused this week to say it's over, even though some members of the committee actually think it is. And most economists think the economy started growing again after a long contraction last summer. And there are some encouraging signs. As you said, consumer spending was up significantly in March. Employers finally are hiring more people than they're laying off. But gosh, we're still an awful long way from normal. Unemployment is still 9.7%, and there are even more people who have given up looking for work. Industry as a whole is operating at only 73% of capacity. The average over the last 30 years is about 80%. And the economy is still addicted to the Fed giving away free money, essentially, to the banks.
Well, let's talk about corporate profits, and not just the banks, but other companies. Google has reported strong profits. Do these figures tell us whether we're really recovering?
We're just in the very early days of the season where companies report their earnings. You're right. Google said its profits were up 37% in the first quarter. They say online advertising is coming back. On the other hand, Alcoa, the big aluminum company, which idled one quarter of all its plants in the recession, had a loss for the first quarter, and they're kind of mildly optimistic about the year. The J.P. Morgan thing is really stunning. Profits up 55%. From a year ago, largely because of their investment banking business and because they're setting aside less money for deadbeat loans, not because they're making more loans to consumers or businesses. Their CEO, Jamie Dimon, who was very cautious, is talking about what he says the makings of a strong economy. But one thing we're seeing here is we ended this whole crisis with fewer bigger banks, and those bigger banks like J.P. Morgan have a lot of market power. They're able to get more profits because they can charge more for what they do because they have less competition.
You know, David, the phrase Great Recession has really taken hold. And now that it seems to be over, do you think the name fits? Was it the Great Recession?
Well, it certainly was the worst recession we've had since the Great Depression itself. It was longer, industrial production fell more, unemployment didn't get quite as high as it did in the early 80s, but the increase in unemployment from 4.4% to 10.1% is much bigger than we've seen before. Now, what makes a recession great, what gives it that horrible honor, I think, is not whether it's long and deep, but whether it provokes some long-lived changes in the economy. And I frankly think this one is. I think the way that Americans look at business and the rules of finance and how they look at their homes and their retirement plans will change as a result of this. So in my book, yeah, it's the right word to use.
David Wessel, economics editor at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.